MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Standing now with Bastian Terhiba, Chief Investment Officer, Prescient Investment Management. Bastian, appreciate the time. We've got President-elect Trump. He'll be sworn in next year, January the 20th. The question on everyone's sort of thoughts is, how's his administration going to impact global trade policies? He certainly talked a lot around tariffs, left, right, and center. But truthfully, do we have any sort of strong sense of what we can really expect from President Trump when he takes the office on the 20th of Jan?
Thanks for having me on, and good morning. Definitely. I mean, a lot of talk around tariffs, and I guess everybody is frightened of that, especially once Trump speaks blanket tariffs against the rest of the world, that it will obviously heavily impact global trade. He has already threatened the BRICS particularly, which mm-hmm. would obviously have an impact on us in South Africa. But let's wait and see. The reality is that he is transactional. He does understand that tariffs are growth reducing, and that's not just paid by foreign nations, but also by Americans. So it's not quite clear to me that he will push through everything which he promised so far in terms of tariffs.
I take your point on that. And that certainly was when he threatened Mexico and Canada. It seemed to be more a negotiating stance than actually a desire to put a 25% tariff on either country. It is that transactional. And certainly I've chatted with some China boffins, and they say China's comfortable to work with Trump because of that transactional nature.
Yeah, 100%. I guess there is a little bit. Historically, we said there's more uncertainty with Trump taking office than there would be with Biden running the U.S. presidency. But I'm not too sure about that. He is transactional and he's calculatable. He wants the best for the Americans. And I guess that's understandable. So what we must do in South Africa, just do the right thing. I mean, understand him. And maybe we should not push for an independent BRICS currency and being independent of the dollar. I mean, there's no point. He will keep on leveraging the strength of the dollar. He will keep on leveraging the dollar being the reserve currency. So it's hard to fight that. And I guess one has to just give him what he wants there.
Is there not a contradiction there that Trump talks about a strong dollar, but America might actually benefit from a weaker dollar?
They potentially would benefit from a weaker dollar long term, but I guess generally, Trump does want a stronger dollar. Also, the Americans are not that heavily export-oriented anymore. Remember that they have a very strong consumer-oriented economy, so they can handle a strong dollar. And I guess that's where we're going. So all the policies which he will probably put in place, not just the tariffs, but also probably being fiscally expansionary, will strengthen the dollar and probably lead to a stronger dollar. A lot of it is in the price, though. I mean, the dollar has already strengthened, and that's the best sign that that the Trump policies will be good for the dollar strengthening the dollar.
And is it as simple as if we have a stronger dollar because of Trump policies that will weaken the rand? Notwithstanding, as you say, a lot of it seems to be in the price already.
I don't think it's quite that simple, to be honest. Reason being that our South African economy is geared heavily towards global growth. So our currency generally tends to do well if the global economy does well. And the Trump policies, many of them are actually pro-growth. So if you just consider that he also deregulates a lot of the businesses in America, that he cuts taxes, strengthens the U.S. consumer, that will have implications on global growth, strengthening global growth. And the rand being a carrying currency, a high beta currency, normally that should benefit the rand. So yes, stronger dollar, but potentially maybe we've got a stronger dollar and a stronger rand, and those two currencies appreciate against other currency pairs.
A quick last one, geopolitical tensions. I mean, there's still a fair bit happening out there. I mean, we've got Ukraine, Syria over the weekend, of course, the war in the Middle East. Those are not going away, and those are certainly, investors are keeping a careful eye on them, particularly European.
100%. So I do agree that the geopolitical tensions will be the key risk into 2025. I mean, when last has the outlook not been uncertain, but I think this time around it's really focusing on geopolitics. It's hard to see de-escalation in the Ukraine, especially. That's the sad part, that we have just, the situation has just gotten worse. So Trump made big promises there as well to resolve the situation. Let's see. I guess it's quite possible that he does, but that's really what we need to keep an eye on in 2025 because geopolitical tensions have just been on the rise over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and I take your point. Uncertainty is almost the name of the game, but unfortunately that the Ukraine situation does not seem to be going anywhere anytime. We'll leave it there. It's Bastien Trecheba, Chief Investment Officer, Prescient Investment Management. Appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.